Yes, Hare Krishna. So I'm very, very excited to be with all of you for this Holy Name immersion. It is new material which I will present, and I must say I'm personally, of course, always very excited before every Holy Name retreat, because I feel if we can form a group of retreatees, means devotees who focus on the Holy Name, then the Holy Name will reveal himself in a way which is just necessary, or let us say appropriate to our, or to each single level of advancement. In other words, I have experienced, or I hope that every one of you, wherever you are, neophyte or advanced, guest or famous kirtaniya, we have a few of you here, that in this group you will be able to touch eternity. You will touch this dimension that is existing independent from your present level of life. You will meet Krishna, in other words. So this is a large order, or a large project, and of course I cannot claim it is because of me that you will make spiritual experiences. Rather, I would encourage you, if you give your best, then Krishna will reciprocate with you. Once, a professor, a scholar, before I start, Manu starts. So I'm already getting into it. You can see my creative juices are flowing, so, but it's not yet the time. So where is our Manu? There. Manu will introduce all of us to this effort which we will do. Sorry, Manu. This is called over-enthusiasm. So yes, we have a microphone for you. This is difficult to release. Or is it? Yeah.
Hare Krishna, everyone. It's been a long day, so we're still in the process of getting everything together. Also in the room here, there's a bit of more fine-tuning we'll be doing this evening, so everything tomorrow will be as comfortable as possible, so everyone can go through the best experience here throughout this wonderful retreat. I hadn't actually planned to say anything, so just trying to think. Mostly, what an opportunity to start on such an auspicious day as Radhastami. There's no day more special, more merciful than this unique day in the calendar year, and to be in a place called Radhadesh on this day is a very unique opportunity. And I, of course, on behalf of the devotees here in Radhadesh and all of us who appreciate so much to have Maharaj here, we are particularly grateful, because we know with his association there comes a lot of mystical elements that bring us a bit forward, and we're very grateful for his presence and for accepting to come and bring all of you here. And I know that many of you have come from very far, and I'm sure the gems that will be shared and given throughout these days will be something unique and something that will really touch very deeply. My one request is, please try to pace yourself as much as is possible. When you have moments for resting, please do take rest, so that when you're in kirtan, you're not taking rest in kirtan. We want to take the most of us being here together, chanting together, and connecting with the Holy Name. And the best way to do this is for our mind, body, and soul to be here, to be present. And so it's important that we take care a bit of our bodies, a bit also of our minds, so we can be here when we're present. We can relish the chanting and this way really connect and make something very special altogether. Yes, I just wanted to also express already gratitude for the many that have been assisting with many various things, particularly Sarasvati, who has, to my knowledge, been in contact with nearly each and every one of you, and that's quite a task. So she still is here helping and serving, and if there's anything, you can always approach her, and together as a team, we try our best to find solutions and to assist all of you during your stay here. Aside of this, I just wanted to express again, please try to take advantage. This evening after our session over here, we will be finishing with a beautiful, beautiful 2 hours of kirtan in the temple room. On Radhastami nights every year, we have a tradition here in Radish to do kirtan. And the last darshan exceptionally goes on, and it goes on for an additional half an hour. And in this moment, we have the opportunity to get the mercy of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet by her beautiful little padukas, or shoes. Her special little shoes will come on each and every single one of your heads. So please be there for that opportunity. This is something unique, only once a year. And I don't know in how many other places this is done, but it is done over here. So you've come at the right time, the right place. And be ready to get this mercy and immerse ourselves simultaneously in the chanting, the glorifying of the holy names. Wishing every one of you a wonderful few days here together, and let us connect and be of service to the holy names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mother. Before I start, I have to tell you about this picture. I did really see it and not see it when I came in, but this was on a wall in Radhakund. Some devotee from Russia, as far as I know, I'm not so sure, but a devotee had painted it there. And whenever the residents of Radhakund passed this photo on the wall, they stopped and offered their pranams, and soon it became a worshipable deity at Radhakund. And you would see elderly ladies performing an arati to the painting on the wall, sticking the incense in the wall. There were flowers. And when the owners of the place started or wanted to rebuild everything, they wanted to tear down this wall, but all the residents said, no, please leave Radha and Krishna. And for a long time they did all the construction but kept this wall intact. To my knowledge, now it is in the hearts of the devotees, and in photos like this one, or pictures like this one, but you do not find it any longer on the wall. But it is a worshipable photo or representation of the Lord that was worshipped for a long time in a holy place where it is actually customary that for those who are serious residents there, they chant each day the 64 rounds. They are very serious. The real people there, not the coming and going people. And it's a very nice that this accompanies us throughout our retreat. Yes, I just wanted to say before requesting Achyuta Gopi to sing something in glorification of the holy name, in such a retreat, each one of us can learn the next level. Once there was a scholar of the Shastras who came and visited Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in their ashram, and he noted that all the ashram members were chanting and putting a lot of time into their japa and into their kirtan. And he said, well, why is it that established and experienced member of this ashram are still dedicating so much time to the chanting of the holy name? And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave a wonderful answer, which I think will be able to motivate all of you. He used the example of using the alphabet. He said, a school child writes alphabets, and a university professor uses the same alphabets and algebraic equation, E equals MC and square. You know, it's the same E, the same M, the same C, which a little child who just is learning to write is using. But although they look similar, the professor's usage is on a completely different platform. So, although the chanting of a newcomer to the path of bhakti is the same, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, etc., as of the older devotee, still they are on a totally different platform. The newcomer may just struggle to get the lines right. He may listen to kirtans downloaded from the YouTube channel Radha Desh, Super Mellows, and there may be someone amongst you who is chanting since 40 years or more, but there should be totally different usages of the same mantras, total different realizations, like that of the university professor in degree to the child, in relationship to the child. It is my firm conviction that when any one of us, no matter where they are, stops seeing new insights in the holy name, they will turn their face towards material things to get some juice, some entertainment. But if we could be progressive in our relationship to the holy name, we will be more and more enthused, more and more amazed, surprised by the wide dimensions which we realize. So with this holy name retreat, it is the hope that each one of you will discover the next level and the next level, until one day when you chant, you will meet Radha and Krishna face to face. Yes, that is possible. Having said this, I would like all of us to start by glorifying the holy name. We have requested our Achyuta Gopi to lead us in this first glorification. Jaya Jaya Harinam. You will find the lines on your mobile telephone. Yes, we are extremely advanced in technology. if you are on the WhatsApp group, you will find it. If you're not, then please join the WhatsApp group. You can ask our assistants how to do this. Or we also have this here. So let us sing. Unfortunately, like, 10 to 15 minutes, not long. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Really, it is so so wonderful to see our devotees who have dedicated their names to chanting and spreading the chanting. Like all, there are many here who are from their birth really in contact with the holy name. I'm thinking of devotees like Achyuta Gopi, Amala Harinam, Nadiyamani, the two Bhakti brothers, I think. Can one say like this? Are you? This is how devotees know you? Yes. Surabhi is there, Manu is there, and so many, Gokrishna. And I feel very honored and moved that you have followed our invitation, because this retreat will have two tires, two roads, so to say, on which you will be requested to walk. One is we will hear more about the holy name and ways to improve our chanting. And the second is we will chant a lot. The holy name is such a great treasure that Bhaktivinoda Thakur addresses him in this song, Jaya Jaya Harinam, as an avatar. An avatar is a personality who descends from a spiritual realm, a spiritual world, into our world of birth and death. He's non-different, really, this avatar, from the Supreme Godhead himself. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this Nam avatar of Krishna has descended to show mercy to all. He's non-different from Krishna himself. We have heard about the Nrisimha avatar in the West. Even in waiting rooms of doctors, there is the Buddha avatar. There are a few famous avatars. Ramachandra is well known. And they are all Godhead himself. And then there is the Nam avatar. He is in a special category because everyone in all times can connect to this avatar and invite them in their life. Therefore, the Nam avatar is the blissful shelter of all. this refers to ordinary beings and saintly persons. No matter who they are, they can find shelter in this Nama avatar who delivers everyone from the ocean of material existence. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if someone chants you, the Nama avatar, the holy name, with urgency, feeling themselves poor and insignificant and seeing no other remedy, you dispel whatever misery is there. This refers to someone who sits down and doesn't chant mechanically, but who has some eagerness, something that burns in his heart, and he chants, starts to chant, or she starts to chant in a humble frame of mind, then the Nama avatar, whoop, all of a sudden is there. And the text, the song continues, this Nama avatar takes away the gross and subtle body. Now, don't become afraid. I have not seen that anyone has died in a kirtan. But what this means is it takes away our material existence. Perhaps you have sometimes seen that after a kirtan, you cannot talk gossip. Have you noticed that? You may be a very strong gossip talker. You can do it morning, evening, midnight, anytime. With the help of mobile telephones, it's a great advantage. But after the kirtan, you say, your words, the gossip words, are not with you at this moment. I think we all have noted that. So that means your subtle body has been changed. And at the end, the holy name can change stop one's material existence altogether. And it takes each one of us and delivers us in the hands of the Lord. He's the Lord himself, and he gives the chanter into the hands of the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur ends this song, which we have heard in a summary, may we attain your lotus feet. So in this 3 days or so, I don't know how long it is, which we have, we really want to make a contact with the holy name. And therefore we have divided the retreat in 3 sections. Tomorrow our first section starts, establishing a sacred relationship with Nama Prabhu. Then the next day is growing our sacred relationship with Nama Prabhu, and finally to deepen our sacred relationship with Nama Prabhu. See, establishing a sacred relationship with Nama Prabhu. You can compare that with entering into a relationship with someone you are very interested in. You need to establish a relationship. We did this in Goloka Dham. I wanted to always come close to one devotee, but there were no opportunities except for the hello, goodbye, and how are you talks. And so we made a time, both of us, to go out into the nature, sit on a bench, talk what is in our mind, and establishing a more firm relationship. No, this is on the first day. We want all of you to sit on a bench with the holy name and establish your relationship. Then you, second day, grow your sacred relationship. That is when you do something with someone, then you grow a relationship. Later you say, do you remember how we climbed Mount Everest together? Oh, yes, and you fell and I hold you on a rope. Yes, wonderful. This is for those who are intense in their spirit. But the others say, but do you remember when we ate pizza in Belgium? You know, it's you do something together and it grows your relationship. And finally, deepening is when you open your heart and let the other see areas which you may not show to those who are not yet close enough. So this is what we want. It is clear, I think it should be clear to every one of us. We can only in this time give impulses means you know, help you to look at this. You will have to work on this the whole life, that this is clear, but you will get some ideas how to move deeper. The special focus of this particular retreat is an insight which we find from Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami, that there are two names, not one name. The first name is just only the name. You know, when you chant, like we are accustomed, when we chant japa, we sit down and we have the name, and yes, sometimes we are more attentive, sometimes it may be more difficult for us to be attentive. That's Kevala, only the name. But the secret of the name is not revealed when you have only the name. That's your beginning of your journey. At that time you may like the melodies, you may look forward to your favorite kirtan singer and become bored when someone who's not so favorite sings, and then you have bathroom excuses and others. And then there is another name, and we want to approach this other name starting from the date after tomorrow. It's the name when you, it's called Sneha Samyukta Nam. Samyukta means connected. So what is connected to the name? Sneha, that means love and affection. And once you bring this element, then your journey takes on a total different dimension. You actually will see that the holy name will invite you and say, come on, I have so much to show you. I'm so happy that finally you left the level of just Kevala Nam and you have brought something into your chanting, the affection. And we will see what we can do to come to that level where the holy name embraces us and shows us some of his miracles and attracts us beyond all levels. For this to happen to each one of you, I will have to take you into a different space than you are at present. I will have to help you on to become who you are in relationship to Krishna. This word, become who you are, does not means to grow into something that we are already. When a seed of a banyan tree becomes a banyan tree, he's not creating something new. Or when a little caterpillar becomes A monarch. Monarch is one name of a butterfly which can fly from Canada to Africa, I believe. From Canada to Florida, there is one butterfly. So when the caterpillar, who is an earthbound creature, turns into a beautiful butterfly, he's not creating something new. He's just growing into something that he is already. So when a person who just chants a little bit, becomes into an ecstatic chanter, he's not creating something new. He is, because he's born in an ocean of bliss, it means we are parts of Krishna, we are growing into what we are already. What do you think about this? But for this, you will learn again and again to let go of who you think you are. Again and again, leave your assumptions of I, me, and mine to go the next step on the staircase of progressive Krishna consciousness. I think you have all heard this nice term, to lose yourself in order to find yourself. What we are not told is that we have to lose ourselves again and again to find ourselves on newer and newer levels again and again. And for this, we have to enter a liminal space. What is that? That is a threshold between the old, like here I saw, there is a threshold. And when you want to enter this room, you have to leave the shoe corridor room there, step over the threshold, and go into a total new room and atmosphere. So that in-between place where you are not yet, where you leave the old and you enter into the new, that's where all your advancement takes place. I think so many of us devotees are not informed about this, and therefore they are stuck somewhere. And if you meet them after a year, they're more or less the same. Only the hair is a little grayer and the belly a little bit more impressive, but not so much news under the sun have happened, because we need to cross this again and again. We have made a drawing for you, or copied a drawing, I don't know. It's here. You can see that's you. Sorry, we have forgot the hair. There is what you are conscious of at the moment, where you are. That's the upper part, yes? And then there is something you are not yet conscious about. For instance, you are conscious about your body, your passport, your name, but there is a whole area in Krishna consciousness which you are unconscious, your eternal identity, what you are in relationship to Krishna. And in between is the liminal space. You see this wave-like thing. It will become clear. I want to read you something about this space, which I like. Some of you must have heard this about. It's from the author and theologian Richard Rohr. I know some of you read him. And he describes this space as when we are betwixt and between. Betwixt and between the familiar and the completely unknown. There alone, when we are in between, is our old world left behind, while we are not yet sure of the new existence. That's a good space where genuine newness can begin. get there often and stay as long as you can by whatever means possible. Continue to listen, please. This space which we want to create in a retreat, this is the sacred space where the old world is able to fall apart and a bigger world is revealed. You might say, no, Maharaj, I like my old world. It's mixed with kirtan and football. And everything in between. It's a nice mix. Good masala, my creation. And so on. Yes, you have settled yourself nicely, but have you realized the desire of your heart? Have you found what your heart is craving for in this mix? No. This is the sacred space where the old world is able to fall apart and a bigger world is revealed. If we don't encounter liminal space in our lives, we start idealizing normalcy. Oh yes, everyone is like this, you know, we are in a movement like this. Idealizing normality, but not tasting ecstasy, Prabhus and Matajis. So the threshold is God's waiting room. You know, this in-between stage. Here, we are taught openness and patience as we come to expect an appointment with the divine doctor. You know, when you're in the waiting room and you're waiting. You know, a few days ago, I had a tick and it was really getting dangerous. It was the red rings around in my body. So I was sitting in the waiting room of the doctor. There was a Buddha in front of me, I remember, telling me patience. And then, Mr. Swami. Okay. And I ran into the doctor's room. What do we have today, Mr. Swami? Yes. Nice experiences. Yeah, but what did you come for? The tick. Okay, let's see. I had to bare my arm. Will it pain, doctor? You meditate, you will be able to tolerate. Do you want to give me an injection? No. You do your mantra, your meditation. He was joking. So then he took his sharp instrument. And I looked into the other direction and he took it out. And now I'm very nicely. I can dance very nicely. I can eat sweets again. My life has been upgraded after this. So some little medicine and soon it's all out of the system. So this is a retreat. We are sitting in the waiting room and there will be the call, hopefully, praying for each one of you. Come, we have something for you. We will help you to move on. This is we, who's we? This is Krishna, Radha, Radha, they will come. No, this is the idea. So be ready for new things in the retreat. Here is a list of things which will help you to make the best use of this retreat. First of all, I must say, it is your retreat. Yes, we have, Manu has his team. We brought our team from near Berlin, from our ashram, and many have joined. And yes, we will try to do everything for you, but you need to walk your retreat. We won't be able to carry you on a palanquin. You have to make it your retreat. We called it the Holy Name Immersion because we have such accomplished kirtan leaders which can help us to have an immersive kirtan experience. And we have devotees, and we will do as much as we can, but the rest is up for you. So the first thing I want to say is allow yourself to enter this liminal space or this threshold space. In other words, go a little bit deeper than you are accustomed, so that you can discover the huge area which is not yet known to you, of who you are, who is Radha and Krishna, what your relationship might be more and more, you know, a more increased or deepened relationship. Obviously, it's not about, you know, it's about establishing our deeper relationships. So then I would like to say something, and I'm afraid that you will start throwing stones now at me. Minimize distractions. I know for some of you the sign looks like the most scary thing in this universe. What? I'm always thinking, should I do it or should I do it not? One day when we do a desert retreat, we want to make it a retreat in the Jordan desert in Wadi Rum desert, where a lot of movies which you have seen were filmed, trying to make it attractive for you. It's a desert, national protected desert. There I think I will have an iron trésor. What is it called? Trésor? Safe, yes. And I will ask you to give me your mobile phone, and then I will lock it in the safe. And only one person knows the number if he dies. joking. But the idea to give away the handy is good. We won't be able, we will not ask you to do this because it's not planned from the beginning like this, and it's only 3 days. And I know you have to keep on certain important things like there are important discussions which you need to continue to bring projects to the next level. I totally understand, but please minimize distraction in this time. Then the next thing is maintain your focus. What a nice start, you know. Maintain your focus can be done by observing point four, that is participate fully. What does this mean, participate fully? Actually, we can send the devotees on the WhatsApp this list of recommendations. If you can, we have a guided japa session in the morning from 5:30 to 7 a.m. If you can, you are most welcome. I highly recommend it. It's not compulsory. Compulsory is nothing, but the reason why it's good is because the day is packed full with various programs, and if you want to participate in them, it's nice that in a japa retreat you get good japa done. Not that we do everything else on the japa retreat and have no japa. This is, by the way, not just a japa retreat, it's a holy name retreat. It's also kirtan is given the same, sometimes the greater prominence. So therefore it is good if you can do it. And where else than on a holy name retreat can you heal your wounded rounds? Where else, isn't it? Where else? This is ideal. Yes, the next is there are discovery classes and workshops. Here I would strongly recommend to go to all of them. There will be a lot of chanting, a lot of aha moments, in English, I think you say Eureka moment, woo, and so on, and workshops, and we will sing a lot during this time. Yes, then there is lots of kirtan. Please don't say, well, I've done this classes and workshops. You know, kirtan happens in kirtan. So it's good if you can come, and there will be, I think, a list. And I would recommend something. Reflect about your experience and write down your daily takeaways. Maybe there's something that strikes you during these days, and you can write it down, make a note, or if you are very much accustomed to work with your mobile telephone, our team can send you things, verses or some things, takeaways which you can take with you. So by these things, by entering the liminal space, minimizing distraction, maintain a focus by participating fully, and then reflecting about your experience, you will for sure cross a threshold of what you know already about the chanting of the holy name, and move into that which is new to you. No? This is good recommendations which will help you to make the best out of your experience. Looking at the time here, yes, I would now in the end like to make a little exercise with you. What we will do, I will explain it first, and then we will do it. Let us see. I might use or give away some of the amazing content of a new book on exploring what is inside of us. But I would like to you to listen to a brief text from Jiva Goswami about the holy name. I will read it to you. First, I will bring you into a meditative space. I think we might already start opening the windows for that. I will try to bring you into reflecting your own relationship with Nam Prabhu, where it starts now. And then I will request you to define your sankalpa, your inner orientation for your retreat. I must tell you something about this sankalpa exercise. Krishna tells Uddhava that by a sankalpa one can attain what one cannot attain otherwise. I would like to give you an example. I'm physically not always the strongest. Sometimes I am, but I made a decision I forgot when, perhaps 10 years ago, to pay obeisances to the Lord and pray at the same time. So some Vaishnavas were kind enough to also get into this idea, and we were a good group of perhaps 7 or 10, and did the Dandavat Parikrama around Govardhan. What you do is, during this time, you just pay your obeisances, and wherever you stopped, that's where you do your next obeisances. But the more important thing is, while you do this, you pray intensely to the Lord. And because of this very ancient practice done in a very sacred location. It is amazing what can happen during this time. I would like to give you an example. I had just gone on my belly, so to say, through the town of Govardhana. Very often cars came just 2 centimeters away from my head. Vroom, vroom, you know how the Indians drive. And I was a little trembling, and then I came and paid my obeisances, and I was down on the ground when someone threw peanuts on me. And the next moment there was an army of monkeys on me who smelled very, very intensely because they don't use soap after the bathroom. Very intensely, and they made noise, and they ate the peanuts right one from my ear. And at that time, after Govardhan, my patience had worn thin. Is this how we speak in English? It was thin. My nerves were very, very thin. So I remembered my experience as a street fighter. I got up and identified the culprit. I glared at one Indian gentleman. And he said, "Monkey Seva." The service to monkeys. No? I thought, well, has he called me a monkey now? And then it came to me, yes, I am actually a work in progress. You could call me that. And here I have become arrogant, and I have remembered street fighting in the holiest place on earth. Ooh, this is very, very bad. I have not realized anything about Trinada Pisunichena. And I was very moved. I did my namaskar to the Indian gentleman, I still remember, and then I continued in a totally different frame of mind, humbler than the straw in the street or than the bad-smelling monkeys. I continued. And at that time, I cannot tell you now what fortune Giriraj gave to a humble soul. The deeper things were revealed in life. So, but I must say, I had only come to this point because of a sankalpa, where we started with our little group of Vaishnavas. Each one of us did a sankalpa that I want to finish this difficult path around Giriraj, and will continue with whatever the Lord sends me on the way. And this sankalpa, a firm determination that will become your best friends during this retreat, when you need to move on to the next level, is something we want to dig out now in our own hearts. So we will do this. May I first ask you, how is your awake level? Good? Do you need physical exercise?
Yes.
Good. We will do just a gentle exercise to help us get some oxygen in the body, because perhaps this is the most important part. It will be something very good for ladies and very good for gentlemen. Even if you are expectant mother, it will be good for you. So, arise.
Please watch me, I will not watch you. So what we will do is we will combine breathing with exercise. I hope Anandamurti will be proud of me, because he was my physical trainer at a deciding crossroad in my life. I will speak loud enough. This is, if you exercise, we will pump some oxygen in our system and in our brain. Okay? Ladies can do it gently. Anandamurti and myself will do it ferociously. We will align our bodies, shoulder back, head back, and we will go while breathing out. We will stay a little, perhaps an hour or so. While breathing in, we will come up. Good breath. Have a happy smile on your face. Is it all right, Anandamurti? Do you feel good?
Fantastic, Maurice.
Good. Good form, good breathing.
You will please instruct everyone.
You're doing amazing, Maurice.
You do amazing. Now a healthy sweat will soon come. It is desired. Good, exhale.
Nice,
very nice. Deep inhale.
I want to make sure you feel the mind-muscle connection.
Yeah, the mind-muscle connection exercise. In other words, you put your mind to your
muscles.
Which muscles?
The quads.
The quads.
The legs. Yeah.
Legs.
The back, the arms.
You say.
Yeah, just feel the muscles that you're being engaged. Like when we chant japa, we need to focus on the mantra. So in the same way, focus on the muscles being engaged. You'll get more benefit.
Very serious. Nadia Mani, you do fantastic. Amala, you can do it. Should we increase the tempo?
Absolutely. Next level.
Next level. Forceful exhale. Mind muscle connection. Smile in the face. Think of Amala. Achyuta Gopi, I didn't know you know this. We will do five more.
One, two, three, four,
and five.
Amazing. Sit down.
We will go right into the exercise now. Sit straight, please. You should try to bring your body in an upright position. you would see the heart will soon come to normal and close your eyes. Continue to breathe in and out naturally as it comes. And as you sit, feel the weight of your body. Start with the feet and legs, and then relax. Keeping an upright bodily posture, move your attention now to the upper legs and your sitting place, and relax. Bring your attention to your lower back and upper back. Belly and your chest, relax. Shoulders, both shoulders and arms, the hands rest on the knees, relax. By the way, some of you will cough, that's normal when the body relaxes, so don't feel any. Amazing. The back of your head, top of your head, bring your attention there, relax. Now, please bring your attention to the caves of the eyes, where the eyes are situated, relax, and mouth and tongue and jaw, relax. Appreciate how your body now is totally relaxed. You're now here at the retreat. For now, leave all your worries, the huge to-do lists, things you may be involved at the present moment, leave it behind. You're fully at peace. You're most safe in this environment. It's a very sacred place, this Radhadesh community. Sense how you're perfectly at peace and content. And kindly listen to this text from Jiva Goswami. Receive it with an open heart. This is called deep listening. The holy name is a wish-fulfilling gem. Since it can grant all our wishes. But not only this, like Sri Krishna, it is also conscious. The holy name is factually Sri Krishna himself. we hear this in second time, and we try to let it sink in and let it work. The holy name is a wish-fulfilling gem. It can grant all our wishes. Not only this, but like Sri Krishna, it is also conscious. A person. The holy name factually is Sri Krishna himself. Move this statement a little in your awareness. The holy name is fully conscious. Like Krishna himself. In fact, the holy name is Krishna himself. Supreme Lord, all-loving, has come in his most merciful form, his holy names, and he is a wish-fulfilling gem. That means he can fulfill all our aspirations, especially spiritual aspirations. It can bring auspiciousness to our life. Now turn to Krishna in his holy name form. For a moment in your mind's eye, see yourself at the kirtan event, chanting, perhaps like this morning. Then see yourself in your japa practice. And as you have images of these two events, kirtan, japa, sense how Nam Prabhu enters your ears, elevates your mind, opens your heart. Know that Nam Prabhu is fully conscious. He can hear you. He does hear you. He can see you. He does. He knows all your thoughts and your feelings and your desires in relationship to your spiritual life. Now, every single one of you, please answer to yourself three questions. Where are you at present in your relationship to the Holy Name? How well is your chanting going? Where is it going good? Where is there room for improvement? When are you turning to Him? When are you chanting mechanically? next? Where do you wish to be? What is your aspiration? Your hopes? Perhaps a longing, a yearning. Next and last question, what is one practical step which you can take here at this retreat to invest in your relationship? Let me repeat, what is one single practical step you could take here in this time to invest in your relationship? Something you could do to come closer to your aspiration. It can be something very simple. It has to be only real, no? It could be like, oh yes, in the kirtan, I really will try to close my eyes or look at Radha Gopinath, and I will not just chant along, follow along. I will actually put my feelings, my inner thing into it. It could be something as simple as I won't overeat in the evening so that I can get up a little bit more earlier, 10 minutes. It can be very simple, and you will see how powerful that will be if you keep it, how it will create a new world for you. We will now sing one time the Hare Krishna mantra. I will first sing it alone, and then we will sing together. We look for this one thing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
your palms and rub them together. Put them on your closed eyes like in palming, and then open your eyes. You see now nothing, it is dark, and then bring the hands away from your arms, from your eyes. And you might recognize that you have lines in your hands. Hare Krishna. Respecting the time, there is not much time, but I want to close this properly. I would like to request you to turn to a neighbor just really quick. It can be anyone. Sometimes it's nice if it's new people, but it doesn't have to be. And just share with them what could be your sankalpa, your orientation. If you need to say it a little bit, that it's publicly digestible, you can change it into a public language. You may have formulated it in a private language. You can express it in a public language. But it's nice to share. You will see in a minute why it is nice to share. Please share. Now, do this now. We don't have a lot of time. So just tell your neighbor and then we will close this session. Start now, please.